News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
As we were discussing earlier, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has indicated that income tax will be cut in October's budget, even if that means raising other taxes. It's estimated that the fiscal space will be near a tight €550 million, including money that will be spent on the public sector payday. Now, can we afford this popular proposal? On the line is economics commentator with the Sunday Times, Cormac Lucy. Cormac Lucy, tight fiscal space, where is Leo Varadkar going to find the low-hanging fruit to pay for this?
Well, I suppose the short answer is there is no low-hanging fruit. The cupboards were stripped bare during the austerity years, and there will be no choice but for the government to make some hard choices. Or they might do what they've done in the past, that is, magic up some money on budget day that we didn't have any sight of prior to that. So they might suddenly discover that they're paying less on interest than we had thought, or that, you know, they might find some other way where they can magic up some money to pay for a tax cut. But I think tax cuts are very badly needed. There's a myth out there that Ireland is a low tax country, and this is largely based on comparing how much we raise in taxes to our gross domestic product. And that figure is hugely inflated, as everybody knows, by the vagaries of multinational accounting. And the CSO is bringing out a new measure next month. And last week, the IMF, in their report on the Irish economy, indicated that the real underlying measure of Irish economic activity is 30% less than GDP. And if you adjust our tax figures to take that into account, we are the fifth, our income tax levels in Ireland are the fifth highest in the EU after three Scandinavian countries and Belgium. And secondly, our tax take in Ireland takes relatively more from income than from any other source than any other country in the EU apart from Denmark. So I think the government is right to try to focus on alleviating income taxes, even if that is going to come at the expense of perhaps raising taxes in some other areas.
Is Leo Varadkar being disingenuous then?
Oh, I think he's a gigantic skit of disingenuousness. You know, he says he wants to help people who get up early in the morning.
He said the 2 million people who pay all the tax that we live off here in this country.
Correct. In the last budget, he put through a €5 per week welfare increase, which works out at an average increase of about 2.5%. Yet average wage increases last year across the economy, public and private sector, went up by less than 2%. So the people who do get up early and go out to work and have to put up with all of the disadvantages that brings, they got less. And this was when he was welfare minister.
We're running out of time, Cormac, but I need to just get this question into you before we leave. The European Commission has advised the government against abolishing the USC and warned that this very high level of personal income tax rates may have to be imposed in this place. What do you think about that? Should we get rid of the USC?
I think maybe we should get rid of EU economic advice. They never come out and say, for example, that the government should be cautious in raising public sector pay. And the trouble is, the people who populate the EU giving us this advice, they're largely civil servants drawn from member states. And their interests are in increased spending, increased public sector pay, and they see tax as an infinite honeypot. I mean, you had an item on earlier where it was seriously suggested that that the state should build some sort of sulky arena down in Kilkenny. And there are infinite demands on public spending. And our politicians prefer to play the role of Santa Claus handing out goodies. And what the system actually needs is a few Scrooges.
But doesn't the USC
will kick down these efforts to spend more?
But doesn't the USC ensure that even people on the lowest salaries are paying some bit of tax?
I favour the USC, to be honest, and for the very reason you've just outlined. And I think our one of the other problems we have with our income tax system, in addition to it raising too much in income tax relative to other taxes, it taxes people at middle and higher incomes disproportionately heavily compared to other countries. And people who, so for example, the bottom 80% of income tax payers in Ireland contribute only about 23% of total tax revenues. The top 20% are paying over three quarters of tax revenues. And the USC helps alleviate that. For that reason, for that technical reason, I would agree with the EU on that point.
Economics commentator with the Sunday Times, Cormac Lucy, thank you for that.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network, right across Ireland.